It's such an honor and a privilege to come into your homes and speak the word of God. The Bible says the word is like a hammer, the word is like a sword. So open your heart now as the word of God comes forth.
God is manifesting supernatural favor in the lives of his people. I told you before we started the series on favor, whatever a pastor preached, that will manifest in the people's lives, because life and death is in the power of the tongue. While supernatural favor has been manifesting in the lives of God's people, I want you to quickly share with the people, what did God do? The word I released. Tell the people, what did God do?
Well, Dad, you released a word last Sunday about this week will be a week of supernatural favor.
People's Somebody say, this week is my week.
Okay, and there was a lady here in the service, and she took the word and she said, this is going to be my week.
She's actually in our Pretoria North Campus, therefore she can't be here this morning. She's serving in our North Campus. And then what happened?
You spoke on promotion, and she said, God, I'm going to take you by your word. I need better working hours. I want to be with my kids more. That week, Wednesday, they phoned her. Somebody approached her and said, we've got a job offer for you. Friday morning, she got the job, better working hours, no more weekends.
Come on, somebody.
And a better salary.
And a better salary.
Come on.
Turn to your neighbor, say, the prophets can't lie. If God said it, that settles it. It's done in Jesus' name. So God promoted her supernaturally. She got a better salary, better times.
Amen. Now she got what she wanted, what she asked God for. That's all. Woo-hoo.
Somebody shout, favor is all around me. I'm expecting something unusual. What you just heard is a testimony of a lady receiving just one day of favor and everything changed in her life. I believe that there is an anointing of favor God is going to release over his people here this morning. Exodus chapter number 3. We're going to pick up in Exodus chapter number 3. Somebody shout, supernatural favor. Now, as you look at the book of Exodus, you see it's really the book of making an exit. Exodus is about God bringing the children of Israel out. Somebody say, out. I came to prophesy this morning that what you are in right now, you are coming out of it. Favor has the power to bring you out of what you are in right now. Favor has the ability in one day to take you out of bondage. Israel. The Bible says that Esther just had one day of favor. The Bible says because of one day of favor, she was promoted to be the queen. One day, just one day. In one day, God took her, God raised her up, gave her favor in the sight of the king, and she became queen. You need to understand that the other girls were more pretty than Esther, but one day of favor changed her whole life. The Bible says that David was just one attending to the sheep. And the Bible says the day came where Samuel had to anoint the next king in line for promotion. And the Bible says that Jesse had better sons. Jesse had professional sons. Jesse had qualified sons. Jesse is David's father. And the Bible says they were invited to the summons. And the Bible says Samuel asked, is there another son? And Jesse said, yes, I have one more son. He's attending the sheep. And Samuel said, I want you to call him for me. And the Bible says David showed up at the summons, and supernaturally God gave David supernatural favor amongst his qualified brothers. Somebody say, in one day of favor. It was just one day of favor that changed David's life from being a shepherd boy to being the king of a nation, ruling the nation in power. Somebody say, one day of favor. The Bible says Daniel had one day of favor. The Bible says Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, and favor, one day of favor, shut the mouths of the lions. I came to prophesy that favor is going to shut the mouths of your lions. Favor is going to shut the mouths of your enemies that wants to devour you, that wants to eat you up and destroy you. Somebody shout, I just need one day, just one day of favor. Daniel had so much favor with the leaders of the land that he was elevated to the prestige position in the Babylonian kingdom. In one day, he was promoted to a prestige position in the Babylonian kingdom, where he ruled the Babylonian kingdom with the mighty hand of God. Somebody say, one day of favor. I heard the testimony of Jared. Jared testified, in one day of favor, God promoted him. That is our praise and worship leader, the Indian guy anointed by God. In one day of favor, God promoted him, gave him a salary that's bigger than his boss. I came to prophesy, in one day of favor, God can give you a salary bigger than your boss, bigger than your company. Somebody shout, one day. One day of favor. The Bible says the man at the pool of Bethesda lay there. He lay there for 38 years. For 38 years, he just wished he could get into the pool and get healed. Everybody in front of him got healed. Everybody in front of him got the opportunity. But he had to lay there in bondage. He had to lay there in agony. He had to lay there in distress. And one day of favor showed up. And the Bible says Jesus said to him, pick up your bed and begin to walk. And the Bible says, one day of favor. Somebody say, one day of favor caused the man to pick up his bed and he began to walk. Somebody in here is paralyzed in their finance. One day of favor is coming upon you. Somebody's paralyzed in their marriage. One day of favor is coming upon you. Somebody's paralyzed in their business. One day of favor is coming upon you. Somebody's paralyzed. One day of favor is coming upon you. That day is today. It's not tomorrow. It's today. Somebody shout, jump upon your feet, spin around and shout, favor. Just give me one day, Lord. One day of favor can change my situation. I feel like prophesying here this morning. God is releasing that one day upon you today. And you just need to act by faith. You just need to say, God, I take you by your word. I take every word being preached. I take every word being prophesied. I'm not going to leave this place. Get excited like black people in this place. Don't sit stiff like a white person, shout like a black person. Yeah! Shout favor. One day, a favor is much more than a lifetime of labor. I see some white people sitting there. You're preaching like a black boy. I'm preaching like a black boy today. I feel like preaching like a black preacher. I feel an African anointing upon me today. Somebody shout favor. Woo! They say white folks can't shout. Well, I've got bad news for them. When the anointing comes, even white folks begin to shout. Yeah. Somebody shout favor. Woo! Somebody shout favor. One day of favor, the Bible says, Joseph was in the pit, and he went from the pit to the palace. Favor can take you in one day from the pit to being the prime minister in the palace. Somebody shout favor. Woo! There is a man by the name of Jephthah. In the book of Judges 11, some of you might not even heard of this man before, but in the book of Judges 11, we see the man named Jephthah. Somebody say Jephthah. Jephthah was an outcast. Jephthah was rejected by society. Jephthah was rejected by his father, rejected by his parents, rejected by his brothers, his stepbrothers, because Jephthah's mother was a harlot. Some of you today, you come out of a broke, disgusted, busted background. You come out of a background of lack. You come out of a background of scarcity. And people said you will add up to nothing in life. Well, I've got news for them today. Jephthah was an outcast. Jephthah was a nobody. Jephthah was rejected by everybody. But when his brothers, his stepbrothers, saw they couldn't get victory over the battle, they called on Jephthah. What is that? It's called favor. And Jephthah showed up being a loser. You see, favor can take a loser and raise him up as a champion. Favor can take somebody that everybody said, that one, nothing's going to come off his life, and promote you to a prestige position of power and authority. Well, here, Jephthah shows up in the book of Judges 11, and Jephthah gets victory over the battle, and Jephthah had favor with God and favor with man. You're going from the low place to the high place. Favor, I feel that anointing upon me today. I feel like preaching. Favor will take you from the low place to the high place. In this prophetic series, God is going to take people like Jephthah from the low place where nobody notices you, nobody gives attention to you. Suddenly, all eyes is upon you. Suddenly, everybody recognizes you. Moses in the book of Exodus chapter number 3, the Bible says Moses in Exodus 3 had a supernatural burning bush encounter. And the Bible says God gave a word. Somebody say a word. God gave a word to the woman. All the women shout amen. Exodus chapter number 3. And we're going to pick up in verse 21. Are you ready? Exodus chapter number 3 and verse 21. It says in Exodus 3 verse 21, and I will give, this is God speaking, and I will give these people favor. Somebody shout favor. What is favor? Favor is access. Favor means you're sitting at a table you're not qualified to sit at. Favor means you're sitting at a boardroom table giving advice to people who are more qualified than you. Favor means you're in a position you're not even ready for. Somebody say, favor is access. Say it one more time. Say, favor is access. Favor breaks the door down. Favor breaks through the bronze gates. Favor breaks through the iron gates. Favor makes a way where there seems to be no way. Somebody say, I'm going to get access. I just need crazy people in this place that believe God's word. Say, I'm going to get access this morning. And now the word of the Lord came to the woman. I need the woman to get excited. I'm going to preach for the woman. Exodus chapter number 3. And verse 21, and I will give these people favor and respect in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall be that when you go, you shall not go empty-handed. Turn to your neighbor, say, empty-handed ain't an option for me. Turn to your other neighbor, say, empty-handed ain't an option for me. I'm coming out, and I'm coming out loaded. It might not look like it right now, Israel, but you're coming out of bondage. You might have been in Pharaoh's slavery for 400 years, but you're coming out. Turn to your neighbor, say, I'm coming out. And empty-handed ain't an option for me. But watch this. But every woman, all the women shout, yeah. But every woman shall insistently solicit of her neighbor and of her that may residing at her house jewels, say with me, jewels, articles of silver and gold, garments which you shall put on your sons and your daughters, and you shall strip the Egyptians of belongings due to you. I want you to write this quickly down. There is 7 anointings in the Bible, 7 anointings that manifest in the Bible. And I want us to pause at number 7 for a few moments, but I want you to write this down. Number 1, the first anointing in the Bible is the anointing to preach the gospel. There is an anointing to preach the gospel. People get saved. People come into the kingdom of God. People surrender their lives to Jesus. It's the anointing to preach the gospel. Say with me, there is an anointing to preach the gospel. The second anointing is to teach the word of God. Second anointing is to teach the word of God. What am I doing now? I'm teaching you the seven anointings that's in the Bible. A few moments ago, I preached the word of God. In a few moments, I'm going to preach again, but I'm teaching now. Secondly, there is an anointing to teach the word of God. Thirdly, there is an anointing to heal the sick. Lay hands upon the sick and the sick recovers supernaturally. Thirdly, there is an anointing to heal the sick. Fourthly, there is an anointing to deliver people from bondage. Say with me, deliverance. It means devils come out of people. Thank God for a visionary process like this that has a strong foundation of deliverance. We have inner healing and deliverance weekends where we cast devils out of people, cast demons out of people. There is an anointing for deliverance. Say with me, the anointing for deliverance. Number five, there is an anointing to operate in the prophetic, to prophesy, to foretell the future. Say with me, prophetic. Number six, there is an anointing for praise and worship. A few moments ago, you encountered the anointing of praise and worship. Thank God for anointed worship teams. Come on, somebody. Can we show some appreciation? Show honor. Give honor to whom honor is due. We have an anointed praise and worship team. They're not just singing songs. They're dripping with the anointing. They're dripping with the power of God, which means they carry the anointing for praise and worship. Somebody say the anointing for praise and worship. Number seven, there is an anointing for financial wealth. Say with me, financial wealth. So number one, let me repeat myself. Number one, there is an anointing to preach the gospel. There is an anointing to teach the word. There is an anointing to heal the sick. There is an anointing to deliver people from bondage. There is an anointing to operate in the prophetic. There's an anointing to do praise and worship. Number seven, there is an anointing for financial wealth. Today's the day that God is going to release the anointing for financial wealth. Only the black people is excited. I say today is the day. I like preaching to black people. They take it. They take. I say today. It's clap somebody. Say act like a black person today. Say today is the day God is going to release. I'm actually black inside, white outside. Yeah, I feel that. Say today is the day that God is going to release the anointing of financial wealth over my life. I'm walking out of this place with the anointing of financial wealth. Give God crazy praise if you believe it in this place. John 10:10 says the thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I came that they might have life and have it in abundance till it overflows. Somebody say life in overflow. The life God has destined for us is a life of overflow. It is a life of abundance. Therefore, the Bible says that God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Is there any servants? Is there any righteous this morning? Which means that when you are financially blessed, God says, I take pleasure in that. When you're driving a good car, God takes pleasure in that. When you're living in a good house, God takes pleasure in that. I came this morning to prophesy, your days of lack is over. Your days of battling is over. Your days of scarcity is over. Somebody shout, the anointing of finance is coming upon my life. Lay hands on your own head. Say, I'm being anointed with the anointing of abundance, the anointing of overflow. For the past 20 years, men and women of God have been forecasting the great financial shift where the wealth of the wicked is going to be transferred to the children of God. Say with me, shift. Proverbs chapter number 13 and verse 22 says, Proverbs 13 and verse 22 says, a good man leaves an inheritance. A good man leaves an inheritance. I believe I'm speaking to good men. Is there any good men? A good man leaves an inheritance. A good man leaves an inheritance. Why is God releasing this anointing of finance over your life? It's to leave an inheritance. I came to prophesy that our children will have an inheritance. Some people die broke, disgusted, and busted. Some people die poor. I came to break that curse off of your life this morning. God is releasing the anointing of inheritance. And as He's releasing this anointing, your children will be blessed. You're a good man. Go to somebody, say you're a good man. Walk up to somebody, say you're a good man. Therefore, you will leave an inheritance. Yeah, I feel it. I feel it. Your children will taste the grapes. Your children will be blessed. Your children will be prosperous. Your children will live wealthy, healthy lives. Somebody say, my children will be blessed. This is the revelation this morning. God is going to use you as the spell breaker in your generation. I say God is going to raise you up with the financial anointing to break the spell in your generation. You encountered lack, but God says that day is coming to an end today. Something is shifting. There's a prophetic word over your life. The anointing of finance is being released. A good man leaves an inheritance. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the just. God showed me that we are in the groundbreaking phase. We are in a groundbreaking season. This is the wonderful thing. Tabu, our children will worship God in the churches we have built for God. We might be in a thing right now. Last night as I was preaching and I drove back home, God whispered in my ear and He said, son, you will not just plant churches, but you will build churches. I sense that anointing is being released upon us. We will not just plant churches, but we will build churches. I see churches being built all over this nation. I see churches being built in the city of Swanee. I see state-of-the-art buildings. I see state-of-the-art mother's room. All the pregnant ladies shout amen. All the ladies with babies shout amen. I see state-of-the-art sound system. I see state-of-the-art play kids area. Somebody give God praise. If you believe it in this place, the anointing of finance is being released. You will not just open up companies, you will build companies, you will build buildings. I feel a prophetic anointing. What are you doing, Pastor? I'm forecasting your future, I'm forecasting your destiny. Jump upon your feet and give God a radical, crazy praise. I take you by your word. I give you praise for what you're about to do. God says, I will give you land you did not buy. I will. Shout favor. Woo. Be seated. Slap somebody. Say, be seated. The wealth of the wicked is stored up for the just. Quickly go with me to Isaiah 60. Isaiah 60. We're going to pick up from verse 6. Isaiah 60. I want you to envision this morning. I want you to envision 3 million Israelites in one day walking out of Egypt with wealth. Now we need to understand that back in Bible times, they did not have buckies. They did not have 4x4s, but they used camels for means of transportation. Somebody say camels. Shout camels 3 times. Turn to your neighbor, say the camels are coming. Yeah. Camels are coming. Camels was used to transport stuff. Say with me, transport service. Camels International. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah 60 verse 6. I want you to see this now. The multitude of camels. It is the same prophetic picture I see when the children of Israel came out of Egypt with wealth in their hands. I believe that there was wealth on camels, gold on the camels. They say that the camel's hump can carry at least 500 pounds. Say with me, my money's coming. My wealth is coming. The Bible says the multitude of camels shall cover thee. That is what happened to the children of Israel. Multitudes. I see the camels park right outside of the doors of the Egyptians. And I see the Egyptians loading the gold upon the humps of the camels of the children of Israel. That's what I see this morning. I see your devils. I see your enemies. People that wanted to take you down, loading stuff on your camels, loading gold, loading silver. That is what favor will do for you. Favor will cause your enemies to bless you. That boss of yours is a big devil. Watch out, God is about to confuse him. He's going to call you in and say, I need to promote you and give you a better salary. The camels are coming. Give God the praise if you believe it. In this place, the multitude of camels shall cover the dromedaries. It's very interesting because the dromedary, there's two types of camels. This camel, dromedary, it is the speed camel. Say with me, speed. Anointing of acceleration. The dromedary is the one with one hump. It is the racing camel. The other camel is the one with two humps, but it takes longer to get to its destination. God wants you to know this morning that what he wants to do in your life cannot take years. It must literally take one day. Somebody say, the anointing of acceleration is coming upon my life. That company needs to go in one day from nothing to something, because there's churches that must be built. I'm not going to wait until I'm 60 with a gray beard and then we build churches. No, you're not going to wait till you're 60 or 80 or 100 and then you only build that company. One day a favor is much more worth than a lifetime of labor. Slap your neighbor, say, one day. And the Bible says they cover the land. Somebody say, the dromedaries. Woo! Turn to somebody, say, my camels are coming. Of Midian and Ephraim, watch this now. From Sheba, they shall come. What are they bringing? Write this down. They are bringing gold and incense. They were loaded with gold and silver. Gold speaks of financial prosperity. Secondly, they were loaded with incense. Incense speaks of heavenly blessings. So what God is releasing in the next season is, number one, heavenly blessings, incense. We can encounter the presence and the power of God like never before. We can encounter the move of God like never before. Then out of that, he's going to release the gold. And it's going to come quick. Turn to your neighbor, say, it's going to come quick. Oh, there's a kingdom that must be built. Is this for selfish motive? No. There's churches that must be built. There's orphanages that must be built. Somebody say, I snatch that anointing. Tell your neighbor, if you don't take it, baby, I take it. If you don't shout amen, I shout amen for you. But I'm not leaving this place broke, disgusted. I'm leaving favored. Somebody give God good praise if you believe it in this place. I see the prophetic picture of the camels, woo, heaped up with the best, the finest gold of Egypt. One day of favor. Somebody say, one day of favor. Camels, I told you, were the main means of transportation in the desert, a place representing dryness. Woo! Which means that God is choosing the vehicle as the camel because the camel is recession-proof. There's some facts we need to know about the camel. Camels hums consist out of fat. Say with me, fat. I feel revelation preaching here. The camel's hump consists out of fat. Therefore, it can handle up to 500 pounds because of the fat. What does the fat speak of? The fat speaks of the anointing. God wants you to know that the wealth He's transferring into your life is being carried on the fatness of the anointing, the fatness of the power of God. Your camels can handle the load. They say that the camels can walk in a sandstorm because the camels have third eyelids. The third eyelid is to protect their eyes as they walk in the storm. I feel prophetic preaching on me. You see, the devil took Samson's vision. Isn't that what they did? The Philistines stabbed out the eyes of Samson when they got a hold of him. The devil wants to rob you of your vision. The devil wants to take the vision away, the vision of that company. So the devil will try everything and anything to rob you of the vision God gave you for that company. God gave you for your family. God gave you for your ministry. But there is a third eyelid. I feel the anointing. There's a third eyelid upon your camel today. And your camel can walk through the storm. Your camel can go through a sandstorm. Nothing's going to stand in the way of the camel's coming. Somebody give God praise. Oh my God. Did somebody say the camels are coming? They say the camels are called the ships of the desert. The ships of the desert. The ships of the desert are coming, loaded with gold, loaded with heavenly blessings. Turn to somebody, say the camels are coming. Ooh. The coming financial shift is the first major shift that signifies the transition from the church age to the kingdom age. God is raising up a kingdom company of people in this place. They have a kingdom mindset to build the kingdom, advance the kingdom, extend the kingdom. There was purpose to the wealth God put in the hands of the children of Israel. It was to build a sanctuary so God could dwell in it. There's a purpose to the gold. There's a purpose. So God says, I'm going to make you a blessing to be a blessing. I'm going to bless you to extend my kingdom. I'm going to bless you to advance my kingdom. Somebody shout, I'm being anointed with favor. Woo! Financial shift take place in the spiritual dimension before we see them manifest in the economy. Money is released into the atmosphere and the economy is currently in transition. Say with me, transition. It's during this time that the people of God will encounter supernatural financial wealth. Turn to somebody, say what God is about to do is going to be quick, sharp, and powerful. The Bible says he released, the land was covered with the multitude of dromedaries. The dromedary was the Old Testament Ferrari. The dromedary was the Old Testament Bugatti. The dromedary was the Old Testament Lamborghini. The dromedary was the Old Testament Porsche. The dromedary was the Old Testament Aston Martin. The dromedary was the Old Testament Bentley. Oh, I feel that anointing. The dromedary was the Old Testament Rolls Royce. Somebody say dromedaries. Shout it one more time, dromedaries. I'm closing with this. Jeremiah chapter number 2 and verse 23 says, watch this now. Why, follow me quickly. Jeremiah chapter number 2 and verse 23. It speaks of the swift dromedary. You are a restful young female in the uncontrollable violence of her brood, passion eagerly running. Say with me, eagerly running. I came to let you know this morning that your blessing is coming, but your blessing is coming at top speed. Favor is coming, but favor is coming at top speed. Promotion is coming, but it's coming at top speed. Breakthrough is coming, but it's coming at top speed. Multiplication is coming, but it's coming at top speed. What took other people years, you will accomplish in months. What took other people months, you will accomplish in weeks. What took other people weeks, you will accomplish in days. Somebody shout supernatural speed, dimension, anointing of favor. Give God praise in this place.
I know the Word of God has spoken to your heart. Please make contact with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Remember, we are a church for all nations and all generations. So please come and visit us.